Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, do you know in the US, the National Linda Club is struggling to find new members? Well, the name Jennifer has maintained its popularity in the middle of the league table. The popularity of baby names ebbs and flows. One decade it's in the top 10, then it might disappear altogether, the name, for 20 or 30 years before it becomes revived again. So what about here in Ireland? Sean O'Connor is a statistician with the Central Statistics Office, and he joins me now on the line. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
A great solid name is Sean. The CSO compiles data on the top baby names in Ireland every year. Currently top of the list is?
Our latest publication was for last year, 2022. So it's in terms of the boys, the top three was Jack, Noah and James. And then for the girls, it was Emily, Grace and Fia.
Okay, so Jack, Noah and James, Emily, Grace and Fia, all beautiful names. What if you were to compare, go back decades in and compare it to, say, 20 or 30 years ago?
Yeah, so I suppose just to give maybe the context, we initially started publishing this release in 98, but we've data going all the way back to 64, so we can look through the decades and see the popularity of boys and girls' names. So I suppose if you take the name Jack, which was ranked first in, say, 22 and 2012, it actually was outside the top 200 in 1982, and actually didn't register in 1972 or 1964. Mm. Or say if you take girls' names such as, say, Emily, which ranked first in 22 and 2012, say in the 80s or 70s, it was 90s, and again it was outside the top 200 in 1972. So I suppose the richness of the data allows us to see the trends and popularity of boys and girls' names over the last 60 or so years.
Yeah, and speaking of 60 or so years, or even longer actually, if you go back to 1964, you can see names that were, you know, pretty popular in 1964 that have just fallen off the radar completely.
Yeah, exactly. So, say, taking a boy's name such as, say, Raymond, ranked in the top, was it just in the top 30 in 64 and 34th in 72, whereas in, say, 2022, the name Raymond didn't make the criteria to be published in our release. Or say, a girl's name such as Geraldine, which was in the top 10 in 64. Again, in 22, we don't see it making the top of the charts.
Yeah, Dudley gone, Ethna gone, Loretto, not gone, but, you know, as you say, falling out of popularity. You took a look at our own names, Sean, very kind of you. What did you find there in terms of the popularity of Sarah and Cormac?
Grapes.
Yeah, so exactly. If we look at the names of Sarah and Cormac, so in 2022, Sarah ranked 47th in terms of popularity for girls' names, whereas for boys, Cormac was 130th, so there was 46 boys registered called Cormac in 22 and 121 girls called Sarah.
We're as rare as gold. That's it. That's it. I wonder what kind of things influence the popularity of baby names, because I was born in 1980, right? 1979, Pope John Paul II came to Ireland. Now, there were, I'd say, three or four John Pauls, maybe more in my class in school.
Yes, so I suppose some people might say popular culture can be a driving factor in terms of what some people might call their babies. So I suppose if you look at things, say, as say maybe sports, so I suppose I'm a big football fan, so I tend to look for any indications of maybe some sporting names in the rankings. So if you take maybe two of the maybe well-known footballers in the world, so it's Ronaldo, so we see, I suppose, three boys with that name given in 2010.
Yeah.
And then we see some other sprinklings, I suppose, in 2016 or 2017. Then another, I suppose, maybe popular footballer, Lionel Messi. So I suppose we see three in 2010 and 2022, and then I suppose we see some occurrences of Lionel in the 60s and 70s.
You won't have many Ten Hags, I'd say, will you? if things keep going the way they go. It's amazing, though, isn't it, Sarah, what kind of influences...
Well, movies choices. And TV is hilarious. So, like Game of Thrones, a couple of Khaleesi's in 2014...
Yeah, so exactly. So I think there were six girls named Khaleesi in 2014, Or maybe if we take, so I think Star Wars has a particular connection to this country, given some of the newer movies were filmed or scenes shot in, I think it was down in Kerry. So if you take, say, the actor that plays Han Solo, so say Harrison Ford. So Harrison, that name appeared he was ranked 57th in 2016, with 43 boys were called that name then last year. Or say, if you take the actress Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia, so that first appeared in, say, 98 with six girls called that name. And then I suppose it reached its peak last year with 14 girls named Leia.
Okay, very good. And all the names are lovely that are on the list that you mentioned there. Sean O'Connor, statistician.
I wanted to ask him about Karen.
Go on.
But it's too late. But I'd be really interested to see where Karen goes. Can you tell us very quickly, Sean, have you seen anything on Karen?
Well, I suppose if anyone's interested in any of the names, all the data is freely available on our website, cso.ie, and we have a kind of lovely visualization tool which allows anyone to type in a name and see how popular or unpopular their name was. Okay.
You should give politicians some lessons on how to get out of sticky questions. Sean O'Connor, statistician with the CSO. Thank you very much indeed.